Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network, live here at Minky Couture up in Layton. Come by. We still have jazz gear for another hour or so. Grab some of that. Grab your blanket and be a hero for Mother's Day. Coming up on Sunday. You don't have much time to mess around. You got to get it done. Let's go.
We'll make it very easy. You come in and you can be out of here in 5 minutes. Just come in, find the pattern you're looking for, the color you're looking for. Say zone 50, pay half for that thing, and get on out. It's that quick.
Get on out. Big weekend, not just for BYU, who had five players taken in the draft, and then what was it, like eight players that signed free agent contracts?
Yes.
13 total? Mm-hmm. It's a big day for BYU.
Huge day.
But also a big day for the state of Utah. You had seven high school kids, or seven kids who played high school here in the state of Utah, who got drafted. Two out of the top seven, too. Should have been two out of the top five, but Cincinnati screwed it up and went with a wide receiver instead of Penei Sewell. I wish that would have put him in a better position. Like, if you're going to fall a couple spots, you think, okay, well, maybe I'm on a team that's got a better chance to win, but instead he goes to Detroit, which is the, you know, right up there with the Jets is the Siberia of the NBA.
He would have had a better chance with Cincinnati.
Or NFL, yeah. Oh, I agree, yeah.
Sad. That's the sad thing. Now I'm just going to watch Cincinnati and just chuckle every time Joe takes a direct shot on the blind side. Just going to be like, nice job, Cincinnati. Hey, but you've got a really pretty wide receiver out there. It's a really bad decision.
But you're shredding your knee every time you drop back and try to throw a ball.
You're right. It was eight BYU guys, but that included Micah.
Yeah.
But then you've got Matt Bushman, Zach Daw, Troy Warner, Tristan Hodge, who's going to be joining Zach Wilson, Chandon Herring, Isaiah Kafusi, and Zane Anderson. Those were the guys that signed the free agency deals. But our local high school products, how about Simi Fehoko?
Yeah.
Going to the Dallas Cowboys there in the fifth round is just, you know, one of the, what did you say, seven?
Seven.
And then Zach Wilson, I've got to imagine, is the highest in-state product in draft history.
Yes. You know, the knock on Utah for a while was they couldn't produce a quarterback. Like, you know, there's been guys that have been drafted, you know, all the BYU guys were out-of-state guys. You know, Steve Young, Jim McMahon, Ty Detmer, all these guys, they weren't from the state of Utah.
Was Jim McMahon not from the state?
Well, Jim McMahon came to Roy, like, he didn't grow up here. I think it's like his junior or senior year played at Roy, but he wasn't.
So he just had a year or two of high school.
Year or two of high school here. And if somebody can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I don't believe that he, I think he grew up in San Jose and then moved late.
Because I knew that Roy claimed him.
Yeah, as they should. But he wasn't a homegrown guy, a guy that was born and raised in Utah. And it's good to see, and you hope that Zach Wilson can be successful, because you got guys like Brandon Doman was drafted, but never was able to really stay in the league for a long amount of time and have a decent amount of success here. Well, I mean, Zach Wilson, the Jets are going to give him every opportunity to be successful. I mean, they're going to do everything they can.
You think they will?
Well, in terms of opportunities, yes. Now, can they build a team around him? I don't know. But he's going to be the guy. I mean, I got to imagine he'll be your week one starter.
Oh, yeah, he'll be week one. So you're just saying that they're going to give him the opportunity.
You know,
you're
a third, fourth round guy. You got to fight for a spot. And they're like, well, we'll bring him along slowly. Or even if you're a number one pick like what's going on in San Francisco. They draft Trey Lance. But, you know, Janine Garofalo is going to be the starter there as they slowly bring him in. Zach's going to be like, nope, you're going to be the guy. And you're going to get every rep, and you're going to go, and let's go.
Yep. I know people are really excited about Coach Saleh and the prospects of what he can do with the New York Jets. I am not that excited. I'm more apprehensive. I'm not ready to just jump in and say, oh, this guy's defensive genius leads to more Jets wins. What are Jets fans looking for from Zach? Like, do they think that this draft pick and this draft class, well, they drafted a top-end quarterback and they brought in an offensive guard. Everything's going to change. No, it takes a lot of work and a long time for everything to change. I'm not ready to say that. And I don't think that – I think the Jets will give him every on-field opportunity, but I'm just worried that they're going to give him every resource.
Yeah. Now that – well, yeah, that's the problem if you're the Jets. You don't have a lot to begin with. Look, I don't know these guys in the draft very well. I don't spend a lot of time breaking down, you know, some offensive tackle from the University of Arkansas. That's just not what we do. But if you look at how they – like, I don't know much about the offensive lineman, but I do like the fact that they said we got to protect this investment, and they traded up in the first – or was it second round to get an offensive lineman and try to help out in that regard. So I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing there. That's good. More of that stuff.
You're right. We do need to give them some credit for the effort.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the execution is going to be what you need from an organization. I want to be positive. I want Zach Wilson to succeed. Zach Wilson has become the biggest storyline for me in this upcoming NFL season. He's become the biggest storyline. You know, I always look for storylines, and sometimes they're local storylines. A lot of times they aren't local storylines. Sometimes they're just big draft situations. Baker Mayfield's been a big one for me. But Zach Wilson's become the biggest storyline. And I just don't think – I don't think that the Jets are the answer for him, even long term. My fear is, and my hope is, that New York and the Jets don't break him. Because after Sanchez, after the Jets were done with Sanchez, it was over, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think happens with Darnold from here on out? Same situation,
pretty much. Yeah, I don't
you think he's washed up and ruined.
I'm trying to think what else they have at Carolina. They had Bridgewater, but now he's going to slum it in Denver. I mean, he'll get one more crack at it in Carolina. But if it doesn't work out for him there, then, yeah, he's toast.
Maybe he can beat Jake Delhomme.
Oh, man, that's a blast from the past.
Quarterback, so they've got P.J. Walker, Will Greer, Tommy Stevens, and Sam Darnold.
Take Tommy Stevens.
Is it Tommy Stevens? There's nothing else there.
Who the hell is Tommy Stevens? I've never even heard of the guy.
But you
Will Greer, I've heard of him.
Have you heard of P.J. Walker?
Isn't that a drink? Oh, no, that's Johnny Walker.
That's Johnny. P.J. Walker, out of Temple.
Where did Tommy Thompson or whatever his name is, where did he go to school?
You're talking about Tommy Stevens?
Yeah.
Tommy Stevens, it was Mississippi State. Oh. I didn't know that.
No.
I'm going to be very frank with everybody. I'd never heard of P.J. Walker or Tommy Stevens. I have heard Will Greer. But, you know, you got Sam Darnold. Christian McCaffrey is returning from his injury, so that'll be good. D.J. Moore and David Moore, two wide receivers. Does not have a prolific tight end. Not sure about his offensive line, Scotty. I don't know. So you're right, though. Let's say that in the first 2 years with Carolina, he can't produce a winner. He's out there.
He's done. Yeah, and then you're done.
And then he's just another Jets product.
Then you might float around the league for a few years as a backup, but that's it.
And that's just what – I don't want that to happen to Zach. And you could – Zach could be the greatest in the world, but if a team ruins him, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know, that's an interesting thing about ruining a player. So much of your success in the NBA or NFL or wherever you go is where you end up at. You know, who drafts you, who, you know, what school do you go to when you're being recruited, who can develop you? Because if you go to the wrong spot, you get ruined.
Yeah.
And you can't come back from it.
And I think that we see a lot of great athletes and a lot of great football players get ruined that way. They get thrown out there too quick. The expectations are too heavy. They don't have an offensive line. They take hits. Like, I'm watching the Joe Burrow process pretty closely because I could see Cincinnati ruining Joe Burrow. You know, you think about some of the epic stories of success. You think about Aaron Rodgers or Steve Young.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two of the most notorious backups that had a chance to watch that came in and blew things up. And now Jordan Love is getting a bit of that with Aaron Rodgers. But then it's the timing of it. When you get the shot, do you have the line in front of you that gives you the time? A quarterback that gets a line, has the time, could slow the game down and deliver a football, can make it in the league. A quarterback that's pressed like Joe Burrow, that's getting hit every down on the their first year in the league to the point of injury, now you get happy feet. Now you never really sit in a pocket comfortable and make a selective progress. Like, you're just trying to push a ball out there as quick as you can. And it ruins guys.
If Steve Young never got traded to Tampa Bay, or excuse me, to San Francisco, and he's played his career in Tampa Bay.
I don't think so. I do not think so. No.
Even if he ended up in, you know, Kansas City or New Orleans.
He's a special quarterback, but you cannot do it on your own.
Yeah.
You have to have the pieces around you, and you've got to have the confidence to be able to grow into something like that. And the timing of it is all important, too. Who's your left tackle? Who's your tight end? Who's your key receiver? How solid is your running back situation? Can you get me into second and five, second and four? If you can consistently get me into second and five and second and four, then I can force a defense on their heels with play action. I can let my offensive line do their work, and then I can just pick you apart.
Yeah.
But if my run game keeps me in second and nine and third and eights and third and nines,
no dice.
I'm screwed.
Yeah. All right, Hands with Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Sandy's with us once again as we are live here at Minky Couture. And, Sandy, look, there's one way you can guarantee a successful Mother's Day. And by guarantee, I mean she'll love your gift. She'll be happy. She'll be thrilled. She won't be upset. She won't be angry and kicking you to the couch. It's getting a Minky Couture blanket.
Kicking you to the couch, yep. You will be a hero, and you'll get hugs, multiple hugs, physical hugs, and hugs with your blanket that you bought, and you'll just be a hero.
Do you love seeing people's face for the first time when they when they feel a Minky Couture blanket?
Yeah, it's definitely surprising to them, so it's fun to watch them. And they're kind of not expecting the plush softness.
Yeah,
and
the depth of the material.
The depth.
Yeah.
And before we wrap the blankets, we would have people just stick their hands in and out of all the different fabrics to see which one was the softest up their arm and down their arm.
It's really incredible what you built here, by the way. And we talk about, you know, the old days at the old place when we're, you know, in that, you know, kind of that secluded area in the old store. Did you ever imagine this thing in... explode
you know,
like it
it's
has.
A little bit surreal because the growth has been phenomenal, and we have such great customers in the Utah area, and they're so supportive of local business, and they love that we have local seamstresses that sew them, and all our prints are sewn locally, and our plush we have to outsource because they're so thick that I've had the manufacturers make the fabric thicker, softer, and they just can't sew them because their machines aren't capable. But the print ones are still all sewn locally, and we value their talent, and we value, you know, the seamstresses that work so hard to put these blankets together, and they do an A-plus job.
I'm so happy to hear that you're still donating to the NICUs, too. We just had a listener come in and said he's got two blankets per person in his family. And his first experience
was that little blanket in the NICU. Yes. It's phenomenal to me. And I think that blanket, that little blanket, touched them so much that they are now Minky fans and they follow us. And he said he had five kids and they all have two. And honestly, that is the reward I get, because we do send out about 1,200 to 1,500 mini Minkies to NICUs throughout the United States for every adult that's purchased.
Wow.
And so I hear often from receivers how much it helped these little babies thrive in the NICUs. And, you know, you're sitting there for a month sometimes and you think, oh, it's so nice to get a little gift that you can give to your baby. And then it smells the scent of the mother, yeah. And they really do thrive and start to grow.
That's amazing. You probably heard some incredible stories on that.
Yeah, heartwarming stories that really just touch you, and you think, how can that one little piece of Minky Minnie make that much difference in your life and that family's life? And then they come home, and then they want more Minkies. Then everybody in the family gets a Minky.
1782 Woodland Park Drive here in Layton. It's the old Navy building right next to Barnes & Noble and Target. People know where it's at. Come by. That's where we're at right now, and we still have some jazz gear and an incredible selection, but you've got Minky Couture's up and down the Wasatch Front, and you're offering still the 50% at every store.
For sure, 50% off, or go online and put Zone 50, and you'll get 50% off this week. But to make sure you've got it in your possession, it's best to come in person and come into one of our stores and be treated like a king and pick out the selection that you want. And remember that for every adult Minky that you purchase, a mini one will be donated to a NICU. Some of them are local and some of them are outside the state of Utah. So, yep, come on in. We are excited and ready for you, and it's been busy today.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun. And let Hans and I just give you a little bit of advice. This isn't from Sandy. This is just from the two of us. Just go big. Go get the grande. Like, don't mess. Like, the adults are all, they're all great sizes and stuff like that. But look, if you want to give the gift to your wife, and then you also want to be under the blanket with your wife, get the grande.
A grande is a lot of blankets. Yeah. 7 feet of blanket, and some of the hugs stretch to 9 feet. So it is a wonderful purchase for your wife or your mother for Mother's Day. And we'll probably donate a mini mink cake to the NICU unit anyway.
I love it. Let's do it. Come down here at Minky Couture in Layton, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK. Aaron Roderick, BYU football offensive coordinator. Do you see more NFL talent on the BYU roster and a chance to back it up?
Yeah, we've got a lot of good players. The message to our team and specifically that I've been talking to our offense about is, okay, we lost all these good players. Now everybody thinks we're going to suck. But the challenge to our current players is, what are they going to do? Are we going to show up and play, or are we going to go back to being 7-6 again? I like the raw material that we have to work with right now. Opportunities usually come from winning a lot of games, and that's what I want our team focused on right now, is win games, and then the cream will rise to the top, and that's how guys get chances at the next level.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Recall. Did you miss the big topic of the day, the big interview? Or maybe you missed another of the guy's shenanigans?
Recall.
It's time to recall all the great and not so great moments of the show.
Recall.
It's Total Recall with Hans and Scotty on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Recall.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Before we get to Total Recall, I've got another pair of tickets. That's right, jazz tickets we're giving away all day long right here on The Zone Sports Network. 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. A pair of tickets right now to caller number 12, and you'll be seeing the Jazz in action tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. Let's go.
Call in. Get those tickets. Hey, so I was just reading through the release we just got from the Bees office.
Yes.
This is so great, man. Bees open the season at Smith's Ballpark this Thursday against the Reno Aces. And people can get their tickets and they can get out to Smith's Ballpark. They can enjoy a great baseball game. The ambience, the amazing food, the crack of the bat, they get to experience all of that in a beautiful spring setting right there at Smith's Ballpark. I'm so glad Bees baseball is back.
I know, right?
You don't realize how much you miss it until
it's gone.
Until it's taken from you. And then remember the whole time we're thinking, geez, I hope that this all stays the way it should. Like, Because there were some baseball organizations that were collapsing or canceling stuff. And
especially at that AAA level, too.
Yeah, Bees Baseball's back, and I'm so glad.
It's been a long, long year, but it's certainly good to have it back for sure. To see that ballpark, and they're keeping it pretty light on attendance at first, I think 3,200, but I got a sneaking suspicion that number is going to pop up pretty quick.
You can buy your tickets at slbs.com. I think that there's still some available.
Yeah.
So slbs.com to purchase your tickets.
All right. We've given away a pair of tickets. I'll give away one more pair before the end of the show. So just keep listening. We'll have another pair coming up a little bit later on. All right. Time for Total Recall. Let's start with Tim Lacombe. He'll be on the Jazz pre-half and post-game shows tonight talking about the Spurs and the Jazz and also looking at some of the issues going on with the Lakers.
Well, the Spurs are on a back-to-back, played last night at home against Philly. And, so I think they're going to kind of be on a little bit of fumes right now. The Jazz, I felt really good about this game from the standpoint because I feel so much better today. And I didn't play any games last week, but I had a busy week with the Jazz. So every game I'm, driving up there to sit on my tuchus and call the game, they're actually flying and playing and exerting a ton of energy. So I could only imagine how tired they were. So to have a day off, I think it's huge for them. I think San Antonio fight, they're well coached. Pop's kind of going through he looks like the Doc from Back to the Future right now with that hair. But you just always know Pop's teams are going to play together and they're going to play hard. And, may have nights that are not very good, but they usually are pretty tough and together. So I think anytime you play the Spurs, it's a tough one.
So the way I look at it, Coach, is if the Spurs don't get the two wins against the Jazz, and as you mentioned, played on a back-to-back in their last two games they played, including last night, were overtime games. But if they don't get these two wins against the Jazz, they're not going to make it into the play-in. I think that they're out because they've got to play Phoenix twice. They got to play Portland, Brooklyn, New York, Milwaukee, plus the Jazz twice. And right now, New Orleans is 2.5 games back, and New Orleans has an easier stretch to finish than San Antonio by a long stretch. So San Antonio knows if they don't get these two wins against the Jazz, there's probably a good chance they won't be involved in that play-in tournament. Does that give them more incentive, or will they play about the same regardless?
No, I think if you're fighting for something, and that's the interesting thing right now. You're playing against a team that's out of it. And really, that's a crapshoot as to what you're going to get. And sometimes those guys feel no pressure and they want to go out and just ball out. And other times, they've kind of given up and they're just looking to get it through the season. I would say every team in contention, certainly. Then you take into the account that, again, Popovich is the coach. Certainly, they're going to give you their best shot. And, I think that's one interesting thing to look at is, the Jazz really need these wins, so do the Spurs. So I think you'll see two teams really go at it. And much like we saw with Toronto the other night, I thought Toronto and the Jazz both played really hard in that game.
Tim Lacombe with us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. There's been a lot of talk about the potential demise of the Lakers. I think obviously it's way too soon to talk about it. But LeBron James leaves the game, citing the injury. They're now in the midst of trying to keep out of the play-in round. Just how bad things are in L.A., and you buying the fact that this could be that this might not be a team that could make a long run in the playoffs?
So I'm a big fan of horror films, and the one thing you never do is you never assume that the axe that just split the guy's head open, the killer's head open, is actually dead. He's going to find a way to get up off the ground and make one more futile attempt to, go after people. And I think that's where the Lakers are right now. They're Michael Myers. It's wounded. I have no idea what internally what it's like, but they've lost three straight, and they're headed into a stretch of Denver tonight. So the second night of a back-to-back, they've got Denver tonight at home. They play Thursday against the Clippers,
It's technically an away game, but, you know, same court.
Yeah.
And then Friday at Portland. And Sunday, okay, go ahead and throw Phoenix in there at home. And Tuesday, let's go and play the Knicks. So they're Denver, L.A., Portland, Phoenix, New York, before it kind of softens with Houston, Indiana, New Orleans. But, yeah, I think this is going to be really interesting because, you know, all these teams are playing for something. And they also see a wounded Lakers team that they'd love nothing more than to push them down into that playoff mess or play-in mess, particularly in their kind of state of mind right now. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, I don't see the Lakers, when I watch them play, I don't see any kind of sign that they're anywhere near where they need to be to be really good in the playoffs. But it's crazy how fast that switch can flip sometimes with the, you know, with the greatness of LeBron. So I think last year I was at this very same point. I was watching the Lakers about right now in terms of the time of the season. And I'm like, I just don't see it. I don't think they have it. I told my son several times, like, mark me down, Lakers, there's no way they win it. And lo and behold, they kind of figure it out. So, everybody needs to do their part to shove them down into that play-in thing and make them exert all the energy they have to in order to have to repeat.
How much does that break their back to lose Schroeder for the season?
Oh, it's massive, I think. I actually, if you think back of the games that the Jazz played against the Lakers, particularly the one they lost there in L.A., and Schroeder was awesome in that game. He was a pest defensively. He causes all sorts of issues defensively and can really guard his position and then be kind of a fly in the ointment, digging balls out. Offensively, he's gotten way better. You know, he did a better job of making perimeter shots. He was pretty tough on the Jazz in the mid-range. And then in that game that, again, the Lakers beat the Jazz, you know, there were several times where he took it to the rim and the referees didn't call it in the game, but then in the two-minute report, you know, he was wiping guys off. But I liked his energy and toughness, and I think that's a huge, huge loss for the Lakers, no doubt about it.
There you go. Great conversation with Tim Lacombe. If you missed it, it's up on our website at 1280thezone.com. You can also catch it on any of our podcasting platforms as well. Just search Hans and Scotty, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, whatever you're using, we're there for you, and it is made available for you. Whole shows, individual interviews, whatever you want, it's right there and ready to go for you.
Coach Lacombe's fantastic, and I just think that the San Antonio game tonight, I want everybody to watch very closely. Because San Antonio desperately needs these two wins. Desperately. My gut tells me San Antonio falls out. You heard me tell the schedule. Their remaining schedule is just daunting. Horrible. And New Orleans wants that play-in opportunity. You know Zion wants that play-in opportunity.
Oh, of course.
And they're right there nipping at the heels.
And the league's going to do everything they can to help make it happen.
Yeah.
Too.
And starts tonight, but the Utah Jazz desperately need it because the Suns just took the number one spot from them. So every win is critical from here on out, as Derek Favors mentioned in the Jazz update at the 30s.
All right, 146, final segment coming up next. Wrap things up, get you ready for the Big Show straight ahead right here on The Zone.
The Big Show, the Big Show with Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Dennis Dodd is with us from CBS Sports. I want to ask you about the Pac-12 Conference Commissioner search. How's it going?
Yeah, it's not going well. They're screwing this thing up. I talked to a person yesterday that has intimate knowledge on the search, and it's a mess. They're considering having two commissioners, one that would deal with the ADs and one that would do more administrative stuff. Well, who do those people report to? Each other? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I can come up with five very capable people off the top of my head right now that could do that job. Hire one of tomorrow and be done with it instead of this drawn out process, but the longer they go, the longer it looks like they're going to end up with another Larry Scott.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. We'll be right back.
All right, wrapping up another edition of the show. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Love being up north, man. These are our people up here. Absolutely love the crew.
We just need to be up here a little bit more often.
I know. They always bring gifts. In fact, we got a good one today. Scotty and I are going to be going to one of our favorite steak joints.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
That's my favorite.
Nice little bone-in ribeye. We'll be good to go.
All of that sweet potato casserole that they do.
The sides there are crazy.
Oh, they're incredible. So good.
Yeah.
I always get their asparagus. I love their asparagus.
You know, never was really a big asparagus fan until, like, the last, 10 years. And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a big – yeah, because when you and I were growing up, you could clip wild asparagus from the
– we'd have – like, my dad had, well, I got to be careful how I tell this story. Let's just say my dad would get really – would really discourage people who would come out by our farms and by the irrigation ditches where this wild asparagus would grow. And – he would politely ask them to leave.
He'd pepper their asparagus? Yeah.
Get those hippies away from our irrigation
Don't
ditches.
You come taking. Yeah, that asparagus.
Trot everywhere. And
that wild asparagus is delicious.
Yeah.
But anyways, big thanks to Ruth Chris for
yes, no doubt
bringing us an amazing gift certificate.
Well, coming up, it's the big show. Austin Horton hanging down, holding down the fort. That's the right way to say it. And then Gordon Monson's back tomorrow, off his vacation. Then we'll see how Jake's doing. I got a little time to decompress after bringing his second daughter home.
Bringing a second one into this world.
Yes.
Very stressful.
If time. I was, and by the way, they weren't going to say or find out what the gender was. So they hung in there, and I was willing to bet good money that was going to be a boy. By the way, he was describing how things were going. I'm like, you got yourself a boy.
But I felt the same.
Girl number two.
Because it sounded like the pregnancy just went so much different.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So you didn't ever have a girl. You had all boys.
All boys.
But. We had a girl first, girl second, and then Amanda's third pregnancy was completely different. And
that's better, worse, or just different?
Better.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot better. But different cravings and different sleep patterns. And
I would have thought Rock would have made things a little miserable for her.
She was tired more often because you knew that boy was in there eating nonstop, sucking the placenta dry.
Oh, man.
What?
No.
What?
That was gross. Man, that tube was churning.
Okay, ready? Why do you do that?
He's mad at you.
I'm just saying, the food tube was just constantly on the draw.
Yeah, say that.
What a placenta being sucked dry sounds like.
God, stop it. You've heard that saying before.
Yeah, we've heard it, but it doesn't necessarily need to talk about it on the radio.
Oh, my bad. We were just talking baby births, and I was thinking about it.
You're really descriptive with our terms.
Is Gordon back today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, he's back tomorrow.
Manana.
And you got studio duties tonight.
Yeah,
huh?
I do. Me and Tim will be hanging out, having a good time.
Have fun with Tim. He's fun.
All right. That wraps it up for us. Sandy's with us once again. We're live here at Minky Couture. We've had a lot of fun today. A lot of great listeners have come in here. And everybody who leaves, Sandy's got a smile on their face knowing, whew, all the weight of the world is off my back.
They have a couple of bags in their hands, and it's a great day here at Minky Couture with Hans and Scotty.
Isn't this fun? And the listeners are awesome, aren't they?
Oh, I love them. Yes, they come in, and I'm surprised there's so many women.
I know.
I think you guys have more women listeners than you think.
Oh, it's that charm. You know, Scotty and I, we've got that real.
Just lay that charm on, and they just come running.
And then they come to the show, and they're like, I don't think we can listen anymore. We discourage people from coming to look at us. Come to the places, but don't come look at us.
But, you know, the thing is, knowing that you've got Mother's Day taken care of, and don't take this holiday lightly. This is an important one.
Mother's Day is... like, it's so important. Your mom, your wife, your daughters, your daughter-in-laws, anybody that plays that motherly role, it might be a neighbor. It might be an aunt. It might be somebody, you know, that isn't the traditional mother.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of women that carry that, you know, nurturing part in your life.
All different kind of colors, all different kinds of sizes. You've got the 50% off going all week. But if you want to get the great inventory, you got to jump in right now.
Yep. We have beautiful colors, yellows, pinks, blues, greens, cheetah print, just everything. Whatever your preference is or your personality, you know, your wife, they are all different. So we have hundreds of selections for you women.
And Zone 50, use that code online. But, I mean, to be safe, you probably ought to just come into a store,
right? I agree,
right?
Scotty. I mean, if you have that blanket in your trunk or hidden somewhere, then you are assured that you're going to be okay this Sunday on Mother's Day. Yes, you don't want to miss it.
You got the closer. You got that blanket hidden somewhere. You got the closer. You know you're going to knock it out of the park.
And then your wife will run into it on Saturday and say, who's this for?
Yeah, exactly. So, come on. Just come by the store. And, again, so many locations up and down the Wasatch Front. Now down into St. George, too.
Yep, down St. George. We have Ogden, Layton, Sugar House, Draper, Orem, and St. George. So there's some place around you, or you still can order online if you do it today, and you can pick it up at a store, or you can have it shipped to you. But do it today. They'll be shipped out first thing in the morning.
Let's go. Get down here. It's all right here at Minky Couture. Get the blankets. Get the robes. Mm-hmm. Get the bags. Make sure you're a hero on Mother's
Day. Thanks.
Love
Thanks, guys, for
coming.
Thanks,
Sandy.
Big
really
show next. 97.5, 1280 The Zone.